At one time, America's education was a tremendous model for the world. But when the Bible was thrown out of the schools, the standards in education plummeted. Today, there are even after-school-hour Satan clubs trying to take advantage of the First Amendment, which guarantees religious freedom. Child Evangelism Fellowship, CEF, writes, quote, after-school Satan clubs have been launched around the country as a way to get all clubs banned, especially CEF's Good News clubs. The Unholy Crusade is being orchestrated by Lucian Greaves, the program's founder and the co-founder of the Satanic Temple. His organization includes members of the Satanic Temple as well as interested atheists. Their strategy involves CEF's God-given victory in 2001 when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Good News clubs have the same right to be held in schools as any other after-school club. End quote. Again, from Child Evangelism Fellowship. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest right now is Moises Estevez of Child Evangelism Fellowship. Moises, am I saying that right?
You got it right.
Okay, good. Thank you for joining us. And this is a very interesting debate, and I just want to say this. I work for D. James Kennedy Ministries and have for years, by God's grace. And about 20 years ago, well, it was certainly before that Supreme Court decision, I went out to, it was either Oregon or Washington State, and did an interview about one of these clubs involving the Good News Club, and they were suing for the access, and they may have been the very, you know, one that was labeled correctly. I know Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel was involved in the case, and it, yes. As we said, you know, the Supreme Court actually ruled in their favor. So tell us about the Satanic clubs trying to undo that. Or maybe I should just start it this way. Have you start and explain, well, what are Good News clubs for those not familiar with it? Then we'll get into the Satan clubs.
Certainly. So Child Evangelism Fellowship started in 1937, although our founder was evangelizing children as early as the early 20s, and with a great passion and vision to evangelize the unchurched, unreached children of the world. And today, all these years later, we continue with that same vision, with that same passion. We have many ministries that we use. We have 400 offices in the USA, and we're organized in most nations of the world, about 3,500 staff full-time worldwide. And we have a variety of ministries. Actually, right now this season, we're very busy with Christmas party clubs. We hope to reach 10 million children for Christ this month of December. But our most well-known ministry is the Good News Club. So that's a once-a-week club through the school year in which children learn the Bible. We do, you know, Bible lessons. We do songs. We do games and prayer time and memory verse and all kinds of activities, sort of a high-energy weekly children's club. We hold those in partnership with local churches in many locations. And here in the U.S., certainly the location where we have the largest number of clubs is in the public schools. So after the last bell rings, children that sign, whose parents sign a parental permission slip, can come to the weekly Good News Club and learn the Bible, learn about Christ, hear the gospel right there in the public school. And we have, I think, over 3,000 clubs right now in public schools in the USA.
Wow, that's really interesting. And the key word there is after school, right? Or the key phrase, after school. All of this is nothing to do with the classwork per se. And I'm sure there's probably some, you know, principals that don't agree with this idea, but the courts said, you know, hey, look, the First Amendment allows for this.
That's right. Actually, there are several types of school clubs. There's also in the USA, there's some states that have laws that favor what we call release time clubs. For one of those states, for example, is Pennsylvania, where the students, again, the parents have to sign a permission slip, but the students can actually be in a Bible club, in a Good News Club, during instruction time. But the law says it has to be off the school property. So the CF volunteers working with the local church, they will find a location near the school, and they will walk the children to that location, do the club hour, and then walk them back into school. So those are called release time. We have a few hundred of those in the U.S., but the largest one is the After School Good News Club. So in 2001, the United States Supreme Court, we had a particular case that we were fighting through the courts. It was actually a pastor that was involved in the Good News Club in Milton, New York, that was kicked out of the school and filed suit against the school for the right to be in the school. That was appealed and worked its way through the court system, ended up in the United States Supreme Court. We won that case on a vote 6-3 in June of 2001 when the justices basically said, like, you cannot discriminate. Schools cannot discriminate against this club because of its religious content. And it has to be treated with equal right, equal access. And so that swung the doors wide open for us, and not just for us, but other Christian clubs as well. And so since then, we've had thousands and thousands of clubs and public schools in America.
Okay, so now enter the Satan group. What is that all about, and when did that begin? Just a few years ago or something? And are they really trying to take advantage of the First Amendment? I mean, that's what you stipulate, and that makes sense. And let me just go ahead and quote the First Amendment so people understand what we're talking about. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Okay, you take it away. After school Satan clubs.
So the Satanic Temple, it's an organization started by atheists. I think the year was 2016 or 2017 when they first came out with the idea of after-school Satan clubs. They strategically place those Satan clubs. They choose this. They find out what schools have Good News clubs in. And those are the schools they target for the Satan clubs. They do not target schools that do not have Good News clubs. Now, we don't publish that information on our website, but some public schools will put a list of their after-school activities on their website. So it's fairly easy for them to find out where we have some of our Good News clubs, and those are the schools they target. I'm sure they'll round up some volunteers, some people to help them, and then that's their target. So they come their strategy is to come with great publicity. Okay, they call all the media, and we're coming into this school. And so what that does is it creates sort of this media circus around the whole topic because their strategy is a shock and awe. They're trying to exasperate the community, the school officials, in hopes that they'll get kicked out. Because if they do get kicked out, and just recently I read about a particular school that has to pay them a lot of money because they kicked them out. And so if they get kicked out, then they'll file a lawsuit. They basically use our Supreme Court victory against the school, against us. So they say, hey, Milton Good News Club case gives us the right to be in the school. We can't be kicked out. Since you guys kicked us out, we're going to file a lawsuit. And so that puts the school system in a tight spot. And really the only options that the school system has is get rid of all the after school activities. That's one option. That's one legal option. Of course, the community doesn't like that, because the community pays taxes and they want to use the facilities for a variety of after-school clubs. So shutting down everything is not very popular for the school board. Or the second option is they have to let them in. If they kick them out and leave the other groups in, then they set themselves up for a lawsuit. And sure enough, the lawsuit comes, and then they got to deal with that with the Satanic Temple. So that's kind of their strategy. Their hope, at least back in the day when they started, was that their initiative would cause the school to kick everybody out and shut down the Good News Club. That was the initial intent. They haven't had a lot of success, but they keep trying.
Are there actual operating after-school Satan clubs anywhere in the country? And if so, what do they actually do during those meetings?
We think there's a handful, but the reports we have gotten over the years is they're not very well attended. Very few kids show up, and they don't live very long. After a few months, they close. That's what we have heard. In terms of their teachings, that's, of course, an area of dispute because they claim that, you know, they claim that they don't teach the children. I actually have a couple of quotes here. We do not teach about Satan. They don't proselytize. This is what they say. Because again, everything they're doing, they're confronting, you know, what Good News Club does.
So it's really the whole point is it's a ruse to try and just kind of derail Good News Clubs wherever they can find them.
Basically, that's what's being, but of course, you know, the master they're that they follow is a liar. And so, and they lie pretty good too, because, in this particular situation with the Connecticut Satan Club, they said in an interview, we do not worship the devil. We're not sacrificing goats or babies. This is what they said just weeks ago in the Connecticut Satan Club. But their website, I'm going to read to you a quote from their website. It says, the Satanic Temple has petitioned the state of Texas to allow Satanic Temple members to the ability to continue receiving voluntary abortions as part of a religious ritual. So one side of their mouth, they say, hey, we do not worship the devil. We're not sacrificing goats and babies. On the other side, they're petitioning the state to allow their members to have abortions as part of a religious ritual. So, of course, you get a lot of lying, you get a lot of confusion coming out of these people.
Explain to me, if you will, the constitutional principles involved. Are there any defenders of the Satan clubs that basically say, look, we don't like this, but if they lose their religious liberty, then the Christians might lose their religious liberty too?
Yeah. Well, the Child Evangelism Fellowship does have a recommendation on this topic, because obviously we're the ones who have thousands and thousands of Christian clubs in the public schools, and we have a recommendation to the school districts. And the recommendation is very simple. Let them in. Let them in, but require a parental permission slip, because all the children, the tens of thousands of children that attend our clubs, all have to have a parental permission slip. If a child would come to a Good News Club without one, we would actually turn them around and say, you got to go home and get this signed, because we cannot let them in without a parental permission slip. So if the school district says, okay, you can come into the club, but parental permission slips are required, then here's what typically happens. When that form gets to the parents, and we all know that kids today are under a lot of pressure and facing a lot of challenges, you know, from peer pressure to drugs to, you know, to gangs, bullying, cyberbullying, sexual predators. I mean, depression, anxiety, suicide attempts. There's so much pressure and difficulty these kids are facing that the last thing a parent will do is sign their child to a Satan club. So what happens is the parent that shuts it down. So the school district does not have to shut it down. As long as they request a parental permission slip, it's the parents that shut it down. And even if you allow, you know, if a couple of atheist parents allow one or two or three kids in the club for the monthly meeting, it's just a matter of 4 or 5 months and the whole thing falls apart and they close.
That is fascinating. Okay, well, you have enough time for you to give your website, if you would.
Sure. We encourage your listeners to go to cefonline.com. CEFonline.com. In there,
well, that's basically
feature.
We're out of time. But I appreciate that people can find the chapters for the Good News Clubs. Okay, thanks so much. We're out of time, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. God bless.
Thanks.
Now. Bye bye.